7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh yeah, okay. What's happening? What am I even doing? I think we all know the answer to that. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another. Whoa, don't overfill the teacup, Tobu. That was a close one. 19:30, blah, 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 UTC, blah, 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 dubious goals, committee, blah, 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 blah. And now I gotta try to drink this tea, and it's too full. Okay, I may have solved the problem. Oh, that's really good. Right, so I'm drinking tea, doing all the usual stuff. Blah, blah, blah. There's football games. There's other stuff. The cat's in the cat box kicking up sand. I'm drinking tea. And I'm already having a hell of a day. A hell of a sinus day. I woke up and I said, okay, yeah, I can do this. And then I rolled over and I saw what time it was. It's barely 8 o'clock. Okay, great. So I've been laying on the floor for 5 hours. I did sleep during that time, most of that time. I got up, I started doing stuff. It's still dark, but the sun is up. Oh, there's lots of clouds, so we're going to have a storm, and it's kind of snowing. There's weird little ice things falling out of the sky. Some kind of frozen water. And, oh boy, is my head messed up. My sinuses are doing the super sinus death attack, something or other. I don't know what they're doing. But everything about my head is messed up. Hey, where'd my music go? Hey, somebody turn on some damn synth. Okay, there we go. Oh, right, so my sinuses are so stuffed up and so wiggy-woggy, I can't even focus my eyes. Yeah, there's so much pressure on my eyes, and I've been up for almost 2 hours now, and I'm only now sort of able to do this. You're still going to have to listen to me cough and clear my throat for the next half hour. Oh, and I've just got that pressure in your head that just goes, wah. So isn't that fun? Yes, it is. Super fun. But that's okay. Because I'm drinking Longjing. I'm drinking the Lion Hill Longjing. Really kind of into this recently. Oh, but that's not the good thing. That's not the great thing that happened to me. I've been rejoicing. Oh my God, last night, what a great night I had last night. I had a great day yesterday. Oh, it just kept getting better and better. Oh, okay, so after Dubious Goals Committee, you know, I ate lunch. And I had to run a couple of errands, so I ran around a little bit, and that was fun. It was actually kind of a nice day to be outside, not like today. And I was gonna go to the dollar store, but I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't. But anyway, I'm trying to figure out where I need to jump into this story to cut out all of the irrelevant crap and just get to the point so this doesn't take an hour, because it is gonna take an hour. This is another one of those stories, but it's not all that interesting. Unless, of course, you're me, And then you think it's the greatest, most interesting story ever. So, yeah. Last night, I was working on the Vandalbot. If you listened to yesterday's show, you know that I'm working on this robot that just sort of clomps along the ground and it leaves a mark when it walks. It doesn't walk, it just... Never mind, there'll be a video soon enough if there isn't already one. And this thing goes ka-thunk, 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 and every time it ka-thunks, it brings down a stamp. It goes blomp, and it makes a mark. There's a marker on the front of this. Here's the photograph. Look at the photograph. You see there's a marker on the front, right? Well, this isn't the best idea. And so what I figured out I needed to do is make my own little marker that works a little bit better so I can get a better mark on the ground or the paper or whatever this whatever this robot's thunking along on, it needs to make a good mark. So I decided I need to make a little stamper, a little thingy. And the basic plan here is the, you know, basic felt tip pen idea, or the bingo dauber. Bingo daubers, sometimes known as bingo dabbers, depending on where you're from. So I thought, yeah, I'll just do that. And then I thought, oh, I could go to the dollar store and just get some, or I could go to the good store and get a good one. But then these bingo markers, these are just bottles of ink with a piece of sponge in the neck so you can make little stamp marks on your bingo cards. This is exactly what this robot needs, but they're way too big. I need a small one that's, you know, only like 3 centimeters tall and 1 centimeter in diameter, or 2 centimeters in diameter, somewhere in this range. So I ended up deciding to make one, because this is not a difficult thing. And I have a couple of little scraps of PVC pipe laying around, and so I cut off a little chunk that's about 3 centimeters long, okay? And the idea here is I'll stuff a piece of sponge in one end, then I can fill it with ink from the back, and then put a cork in it. And this is my marker. Okay, then the robot can blomp, blomp, blomp this and make, you know, cool marks on stuff. So I set about making one of these. I cut the PVC, and I thought, okay, now I just need a piece of sponge. And I remembered, what am I going to use for sponge? I can't use that sponge, this sponge, that kind of sponge. Oh, I know what I can use. I'll go up into the soft crafts room and look for that bag of sponges that I bought 20 years ago. Then I started thinking, oh, wait, did I use all those up? Did I use them all up except for the bad ones that then rotted and then I threw that bag away a couple years ago? I couldn't remember. So I had to go up into the soft crafts room to see if I could find any sponges. So I went up there and I managed to sneak in there without my cat noticing. And as I was standing in there looking around for these sponges, trying to remember what shelf or what box would I have put those in, I looked down in the box that's right there, and here's a piece of decorative sponge. Many years ago, for chump change, I picked up this bat-shaped sponge that's supposed to be a Halloween decoration or something. I don't know why I bought it, other than it was cheap. And it's the exact kind of foam that I need for my little stampy marker thing. Yay! And I never used that bat for anything, so I thought, yes, it's time. It is time to sacrifice this bat for the sake of whatever madness I'm doing. And so while I was picking up the sponge, I thought, oh, I'll check some of these other boxes for other kinds of sponges, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm looking in the boxes, you know, remembering, oh, yeah, I'm glad I still have this, that, and everything. And then I saw something. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gracious. What did I see? I found an old glass marker. And when I say glass marker, I want you to think about the kind of marker it would take to make those ugly white prices on the windshields of used car dealerships. In America, that's a thing. You drive by a used car dealership and somebody has used some kind of weird white paint to write deal and then a price on a windshield of a car, right? That's what this thing is. And I don't even remember why I have it. I vaguely remember my old roommate giving it to me, saying, hey, you're probably going to want this, or it was really cheap. The point is, I never used it. And this, I bought that damn thing, or was had it given to me, I can't remember, 20 years ago. So I pull the thing out of the box, and I try to shake it to see if it's still good. No. Well, that's to be expected. But that's good news, because sometimes when paint dries, it's easier to remove. So I took all this downstairs, and then I cut some pieces of foam with my hot wire foam cutter to stuff in the PVC to make my own little stampy thing, and I set that aside. Now you're probably thinking, oh, right, so this is the story where the main project got set aside so you could focus on some stupid other little thing. And, yeah, that's what happened.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
Okay. Right, so is the cat gonna sit over here? Nope, the cat is deciding to sit about a meter away. I guess we're not doing any kitty business in the kitty business pit today. That's fine. Whatever. Oh, delicious tea. Mmm. Yeah. Back on the Long Jing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. So there I was, standing in the kitchen. I put some little pieces of foam that I cut out of the bat into the little piece of PVC, and I set that next to little Vandalbot, and I said, yes, okay, now it's just a matter of getting the right viscosity ink. I'll work on ink later. In the meantime, I think I'm gonna see what's up with this glass marker. So I took the cap off the glass marker and I looked at the nib, and the nib was in pristine shape, like fresh out of the package, never been used, right? I said, wow, I wonder how easy it'll be to take this nib off. And so I went up to the bathroom where I left my vice grips, don't ask, and I took the nib off. No problem, just popped right off. The entire little unit, just doink, sweet. And I look down into the tube, and there's, you know, a glump of glop in there. It's an entire glumpy glop of the old white paint, this crappy white water-soluble paint that was in this marker. So, yeah, with the use of a couple of popsicle sticks, I got all the glop out of there. Then using an old toothbrush, I cleaned any remnants out. And that was fairly easy. This took all of 10 minutes, maybe. And I also cleaned out the nib because there was still some, you know, little glunk of glop inside the little nib bits, you know, toothbrush. Whip, whip, whip. Brilliant. 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 Oh, and then I also got lucky because when I, like, was scooping out the glop, I found the little round glass ball that's the stirring shaker thing, you know, that clickety clickety thing that you hear when you shake a can of paint or a pen like this, right? So I'm like, sweet, I put that aside. And yeah, and then there was this little collar, and the collar popped out, no problem, cleaned that all. Geez, everything was going swimmingly, everything was beautiful, and I'm super happy because now I have a mop. I have a mop, and I was gonna go out and buy a mop. I've been making mops. Now I have this. Okay, we'll get into the mop thing here in a minute, because everything was going just great until the label of the marker started coming off. And I thought, oh, that's fine. I want to take it off anyway, right? Because I've got this thing soaking in hot water and it's 20 years old and the label's okay. So the label's peeling off. So I just scraped it off with my fingernails, and there's a lot of goopy adhesive left on the barrel of the of the marker. And I will call it a mop sometimes. If you hear me say mop and we're getting to that, then you'll know what I'm talking about. This damn marker. So now I have this beautiful, all cleaned out marker. It's awesome. And I scrape the label off and now it's sticky. Okay, this is no problem. I'm smart. I know science. I'm so science. I need a solvent. And so I reach down for the big bottle of D-limonene and then remembered, oh yeah, I don't have that anymore. I used it all up and I haven't bought any. And so that, oh, no problem. I'll just use alcohol. So I run up to the bathroom, get some rubbing alcohol. And I spent another 20 minutes trying to get the goop off with the rubbing alcohol. And this did not work out very well. And this is really unusual because just a day before, or 2 days before, I had another little bottle that I had to get the label off of. Rubbing alcohol took it right off. No, the rubbing alcohol didn't work. And I spent a little bit too much time doing that. And so then I thought, okay, I need a better solvent. I need the D-limonene, but no, I don't have any. So I said, oh yeah, that's right, I've got that acetone down in the basement. So I went down in the basement and I tried acetone, and that seemed to like help a little bit, but still, no goop is coming off. But since it seemed like it worked a little bit, I spent a little bit too much time, maybe half an hour, trying to use the damn acetone to get the goop off. And that didn't really work. And I thought, okay, it's a solvent day. I need to solve the solvent problem. What else do I have? And then I remembered, oh yeah, I got some methanol right over there. I'll just splash some methanol all over my hands in this thing and I'll get a paper towel. No, I'm not doing that. I don't want to say I'm scared of methanol, but no. The emeritus doesn't like methanol and he sort of made me paranoid about it. So the methanol is going to be, you know, a last ditch scenario. And even then I'm thinking, God, if I gotta use methanol, I'm gonna need some gloves, I gotta do this outside, this is just gonna be a headache, so no, didn't happen. So I was sitting down here, taking a break. And I was kind of thinking, what else do I have? What could I use? I can't. And I'm starting to think of other options. I'm thinking, okay, it's too sticky. Maybe I can just wrap some tape around it. Nah, then it's gonna look crappy. Oh, I know what I'll use. I'll use like a non-radio sticker or something. I'll wrap in a non-radio sticker around it. It's just the right width. And I don't know. That wouldn't work out either because there's sticky stuff on the end and blah, blah, blah. And that's when it hit me. Naphtha. And so after I got done watching the little video I was watching, I grabbed the naphtha bottle, which is sitting right over there. I can see it. It's not even 2.5 meters away. I grabbed the naphtha bottle and a paper towel, splashed some naphtha on the paper towel, wipe, 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 instantly fixed. And I must have spent 2 hours, 3 hours, not total. But I was taking breaks. Every time I would get frustrated and something wouldn't work, I'd say, okay, I'm taking a break to think. And I'd wait for 10 or 15 minutes, or sometimes a half an hour. I was watching some anime. So, long story short, yeah, the naphtha did it. The naphtha did it. It's a beautiful thing. And I got all the goop off the pen. And it's beautiful. It's just this beautiful white mop. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so glad that I didn't go to the art supply store and spend $15 for something that I didn't know I already owned. The gods are smiling upon me. The gods were looking down upon me and said, oh, our Tobster, he needs some art supplies. We must guide him. And look at him. He's persevering. And he has such dedication and large amounts of perseverance. We will reward him and guide him to the product he already owns upstairs in his soft crafts room. Yes, I have a soft crafts room. It's next to the war room. What's in the soft crafts room? Well, that's where the soft crafts go down. That's where all the sewing machines are. That's where the fur is. That's where all the fabric is. That's where all the stuff like that is. The soft stuff. Well, so Tub, do you have a hard crafts room? Yeah, it's called the basement. And the hard crafts include, but not limited to, electronics. My electronics bench is down there. And, you know, woodworking and metal making and synth stuff. And there's a drill press and there's a bandsaw and there's power tools and my soldering iron. God, I love my soldering iron. Once again, I would just like to thank the Emeritus for buying me that new soldering iron. When was that? It's been over a year now. Was it a birthday present? I don't know. I don't remember. But he said, yeah, you need this one. And I said, yeah, you're right. I would also like to thank the Emeritus for teaching me how to do solvents, because solvents are very science and like dissolves like. So apparently this adhesive on the damn thing was a naphtha-based, it was a coal-based derivative. I don't know. I just know science. I don't know chemistry. That's not my job. Right, so I've got this mop now. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tob, I know what you're talking about. I know what a mop is because I saw that thing where all the celebrities are using water mops to tag things. They're like, oh my God, you saw that too? Okay, so now, mop. We need to talk about mops. What is a mop? A mop is a marking device. Think of it as a marker, a pen, but it is very large. It is a bottle. Imagine a bottle that has a sponge on the tip. And so now you can just use this as a marker and just paint stuff. You can make big signs. Why are these called mops? Because they're sloppy and wet and they drip ink everywhere. Anyway, yeah, mops. Where did these come from? Well, you know, the whole concept of a mop is sort of just like a big giant magic marker. But if you've ever seen some like shoe polish type things, you know that there are shoe polish thingies that, well, they're mops. And you take the lid off and there's this little bit of sponge stuffed into a neck of a bottle and you can wipe shoe polish all over your shoes. This is maybe where this started. I think it's possible that, you know, probably New York graffiti writers said, hey, these shoe polish mops are pretty great. We can refill them up with ink and just we can use them for nefarious purposes. And yes, you can do that. And you can look this up if you want. You can learn how to make mops. You can learn where to buy good mops. Just look up Graff Mop, G-R-A-F-F, space mop, M-O-P. Or graffiti mop. You'll find it. And why did I need to tell you what a graffiti mop was for? Oh, yeah. Basically, this is what I need to put on the front of the robot, which is something I might work on today, because now that I have it, now I need to figure out some kind of ink to put in there. Blah, blah, blah. Making my own little mops, custom mops for bots. It's MopBot. Wow, MopBot is kind of a better name for the robot than VandalBot. VandalBot kind of doesn't work, does it? No. But no, the other thing I wanted to mention was there's some kind of new fad going around. Is this a California thing? It seems like a California thing. California celebrities who think they're so damn street, they're tagging with water. Have you seen this? Have you heard of this? The first time I thought it was just a one-off thing. Somebody was being a flaky idiot, trying to be as cool as me when I was 3 years old. But no, it turns out that this is some kind of fad that's going around. Water tagging. And I guess this is popular with celebrities and pseudo-celebrities. People who aren't street, but they want some street cred. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these clowns and posers. But Tob, what is it that they're doing that offends you so greatly? Basically, they are making or buying water mops. They will take a mop and fill it with water, Just plain old water, straight out of the tap. Or I guess if you're a celebrity, you have to use whatever water you're sponsored by. Oh, I have a brand, my brand. I'm the CEO of my brand. And I do my own stunts, and I'm a DJ, and I'm a web developer. Yeah, everybody's everything. So what they're doing is they're taking mops, they're buying good graffiti mops, filling them up with water, and then going around tagging things. They're writing their names. They are vandalizing, but using water so that it's not actually vandalization. It's actually just cleaning. When you wipe something with a wet sponge, that's called cleaning. That isn't tagging. That's cleaning, you clowns. And so, yeah, there's pictures of celebrities with their water mops, you know, standing next to phone company equipment. You can see drippy water signatures, and then the water evaporates and there's no damage, and no. First of all, I invented this when I was 3 years old. You've all heard the story. My dad was repainting the house. I said, give me some paint. He said, you can't have any paint. I said, give me some damn paint. He said, you don't get any paint, you get water. I said, no, this isn't going to work. He said, yes, it will. And so then, yeah, I had to paint with water. And when I realized that this was a good idea and yes, it would work, I was standing there on the sidewalk. And what was the first thing I wrote? That's right, my own damn name. I invented water tagging. There, in giant, you know, well, they were giant to me at the time. They were bigger than I was, but then again, I was only, you know, what, 45 centimeters tall? Well, taller than that, but here I am making letters that are as tall as I am. Tobe, giant, with water painting, and I still do it to this day. Look out onto my back patio. Yeah, of course, I did put a little bleach in the water when I was painting my name out there, but yeah, you can still see it. It's a year and a half, 2 years later. How long has it been? Right, so all these celebrities now have mops, and they're filling them with water so they can go around tagging things and not doing any damage. Oh, here's the cat. The cat has arrived. Hi, Peppa, you're a good baby. And this annoys me because I invented it, and two, don't be a poser. Oh my god, if you want to tag something, tag something. If you really want street cred, get you some street cred. If you just want to write your name in water, that's fine too, but don't act like it's getting you street cred. So I will have to admit, there was about, I don't know, an 8 second period of time last night when I had that mop all back together, nice and clean, nice and dry. I put the collar in, I put the nib on, oh, I put the little shaker bead in there, and I put the cap on. It's beautiful. What am I gonna do with it? Oh, maybe I should fill it up with water and I could do some water tags. Like, oh my God, what am I saying? Of course I'm not gonna do that. Oh my God, no. I felt bad for myself for thinking such a stupid thought. I kind of felt like I needed to be punished, but then I remembered that no, I didn't need to be punished because I'm such a good boy that the gods smiled upon me and said, yes, Tobe, here are some art supplies for you. And so now I have, I've got this mop sitting next to my Molotov with the special copper sulfate solution into it. Yeah, that's the Tobe ink. You want to do some tagging? Don't use paint. Don't use ink. Use chemical reactions. Remember? Science? Yeah, it's a thing. And it's good for art. You can mix science and art. Of course, they've been telling us for thousands of years that you can't do that. But no, that's what makes life so great. It's the weird combinations. It's the pepperoni and the waffles. It's the science and art. It's the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Wah, 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 wah. My name's Tobe. I'm gonna go play with all my art supplies that I made and did cool stuff because I'm
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.